009. Okay, page Kuf Chaf. Perek Asiri. We have to decide what to learn next. I can say we learn Shar HaBitochen, and then if nobody says, but we learned it already, I'll really get depressed. I would really love to learn Shar HaBitochen again, but I'd love to learn everything. Anybody for Brachas the Beis of an Alan? Perek Asiri and Shar HaBodes Hashem. Amr HaNefesh. So the Nefesh says to the Seichel, one final conversation here. Kavar Havinosi, Amarecha. I'm with you in everything you've explained. Vekshavti l'chol mashe amarta. The final perek is really very, very similar to Orchas. It's almost like a chapter in Orchas Sadikim, because he's following up on the idea of midos, midos being the essence of a person, and the various midos being, as he portrayed it, the person's avodim, the person's servants. All the list of different characteristics of a person, all the different things that, all the different emotions that a person is capable of. I say, you want a list? I say, go to Rabbi Pliskin's book, Gateway to Self-Knowledge, and he has from A to Z a list of around, maybe well over 100. I think it's like around 100 midos he has. From A to Z, he has a list of midos. And you don't even think of it. You start thinking of midos. You open Orchas Sadikim, you go through the table of contents, and you read a list of midos. You take Rabbi Pliskin's Gateway to Self-Knowledge, and he has there, it goes in alphabetical order from A to Z, and he has a list of, it must be 100 midos, maybe more. And these are avodim of a person that a person could use. So the last perek talks about, we call certain midos, it's almost like good news and bad news. You say, well, there's no such thing as bad news, but in Olam Hazeh we do make two brachas, Atova Meitim and Dianemis. So he also, there's really no such thing as a midah ra and a midah tova. Everything is how you use it. But that's in a very pristine laboratory. But in the real world, there are midos tovos and midos roos. It's just that kas. You say, that's a midos ro. Well, let's face it. Yeah, it's true. Sometimes you use kas. You have to pull it out and use it when it's appropriate, and you're supposed to use it. And that's really the structure of the whole Orchas Tzadikim, is that. And that's what he's going to be doing in this 10th perek, but he's treating them all really as equal. Tovos, Ros, bashfulness. He's going to go through like around 10 midos. And he's going to show you each mida and its counterpart. And the Seichel will be explaining to the Nefesh when to use it, when to use this one and when to use that one. So he's calling it Midos Tovos and Midos Gruos. I'm saying in a pristine laboratory, there's really no such thing. Hashem created these avodim of a person. Maybe there's Midos that you'll end up, a tzaddik, a perfect person will end up using one more than the other. So we call that a Midah Tova. And he'll end up using some very rarely. So we'll call that a Midah Ra. So that's what he says. That's what this parak is. Hineni atomis chaneness. I am begging you, the nedivos midosecho hatovos. That's like, what do you call that? That's a good debating point. He's appealing to his midos tovos of the sechel. Shetvar li makomo shimush harotzui. When I should use harotzui, meaning what we call midos tovos. And when should I? Because you said they're all avodim. Hashem created all of these emotions in a person, all of these motivating factors, all of these subconscious feelings and instincts. So when should I use them? Teach me, give me a little lesson on using them. Asher imeshtamesh bohem b'mekomom, when I use them appropriately, even ones that appear to be improper, but if I use them in an appropriate time and place, yiyu ma'asai ritzuyin, so that will be good. It'll get written down in the good book. V'yesborech, and I'll be blessed. Al hishtamshi bohem sham, upon my, and I'll be blessed for having used it. Does anybody have the old? I don't know. I think maybe we're going to switch translations. I'm becoming I'm losing. I used to like his translation much more. Lately, I'm falling away from it. Does anybody have the old translation? Anybody have like an English Chavis Haldolos? Maybe they're using, and then they have the old one. We have one because it's very interesting. He has a very interesting phrase in the regular translation, the more common translation. This is from Kapach, who went back to the original and translated it. I'm sorry. So he has a totally. Usually it's basically the same. It's a little different lotion. But here he says something like this.
This is wrong volume.
Why? I'm sure. Oh, wait, I might have it. It's right away a second. I'm also, it's very. Interesting phrase. No. Anyway, the phrase that he uses there People will praise him. In place of the Makomam Yu Masai Ritsuyim, so the other translation says that people will praise me. So it seemed like an incongruous phrase. Like that should be a motivating factor for the nefesh, but then I realize that according to that translation, at least the pshat is that it's like saying keser shem tovo le'al gabeim. Since he's talking about midos, so that would be a motivating factor, because just like it says in Pirkei Avos, kol shevuach abrios mocheimenu, ruach hamokom mocheimenu. So that is something to be concerned about. Not in a gaivadik way. When you're saying, how should I use my midos? And when should I use this midah? When should I use that midah? And how should I use it appropriately? It would be a concern, and it would make sense to say, in a way that people will hold of me. You know, not in a gaivadik sense, but just in a sense of like, I'm saying like, ruach abrios nochei menu, because that's the idea of midos, that you're functioning with people, and you're getting along with people, and people are, and you're in society, and you're dealing with people. And that's what midos are, to a very large degree. So that's why it would be something to say. He doesn't even have that at all. He doesn't have that in his translation at all. What? Yeah, right. Exactly, right. Amar midosayach rabos. There are so many midos. He doesn't talk about Rabbi Pliskin's book, but there are so many midos. It's just, I'm just struck by the book because of the list. Like a list. You know, like most people don't even have such a large vocabulary. Achazker mehen mashi yizdamali b'kitzer. So I'll just throw out a couple, you know, off the top of my head. V'hu. So he starts with yesh b'midos, ayach shtei midos. You have two opposite emotions, midos. Characteristics, hasimcha v'hada'ova. Okay, you can be happy and you can be morose, sad, pessimistic, down. Ve'enegdiyim. These are two kolchos you have in you, and they contrast each other. They're opposites. So now, I don't know, the Chavis Haldovus does an interesting thing here in this parak. He really talks about two extremes. You'll see in a second what I mean. He talks about extremes. He doesn't talk about everyday life. So we have to talk about that. Like what is the seichel telling the nefesh? For example, let's take this first example. You'll see what I mean. He says, okay, you have happiness and you have sadness. I wouldn't say depression. You know, that's already. It's hard for me to imagine that. You know, okay, we're just using words. That level of sadness would ever be used. So we'll talk about sadness, not depression. V'hinei ofen shimush ha-simcha. So when is it appropriate to use simcha? So he goes to an extreme. When is it appropriate to use simcha? Kasher at nimtzei spaoneg kayim tamidi. Okay, what the seichel is going to tell the nefesh is that it's appropriate to use simcha in a simcha shel mitzvah, in a simcha that gets you, like true simcha should only be when you're doing a mitzvah, and you're doing Ratzon Hashem, and that's true simcha. And sadness should be when you realize that you're not doing Ratzon Hashem, and what that's gonna, you know, where that's gonna lead you to, what you're gonna end up if you go on that path. There's this path and that path. That's simcha and that's atzvus. So we'll see in a second how he phrases it, and then we'll talk about it. Like how did he, but that's not what the nefesh really wanted to know, sort of. The nefesh wanted to know, when should I use this mida, when should I use that mida? So he's answering him, v'nei ofan shimash ha-simcha, when should you use simcha really? Really only, he says, kasher adnimtzos ba'onei kayim tamidi. So first of all, everything else is, it's just going to pass. What are you really being so happy about? It's all ephemeral. Is that the word? All temporary. It's all... when you have an oneg, he doesn't even use the word mitzvah here, or ruchnius, or spirituality. He just gives them the rules. When you have an oneg, a pleasure that's kayam tamidi, that will be everlasting, it's not here today, gone tomorrow. Shalot tuga. It's not mixed with sorrow. It's not mixed with problems. It's pure. It's just plain pleasure. V'lo yasigeu pega. Nothing can come along to spoil it. So all the Meforshim HaChavis Halba to say, he's talking about mitzvahs. He's talking about Olam Haba. He's talking about being enemies of Hashchina. He's talking about the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you in Olam Haba, the spiritual schar. So that should make you besimcha. That's simcha. The simcha of attaining that state, that's true simcha. Oz shachari midazu. Then you should release this midah. Use it. Release it.
Which is coming first? The mitzvah or the simcha? It sounds like using the...
That's what you should be the simcha about. So, in other words, so that could be a spur if you to do mitzvahs. You say, oh, I want to be the simcha. So I'll do that in order that I'd be besimcha. Or you could be besimcha at the thought that that's what you're involved in. That's what I think is more... See, that's why he really is answering the seichel's question. So you say, well, what about everyday life? You talk about simcha or atzmus. So how should a person be when he goes through the day? So he doesn't really answer that question. But it is... The way you're asking it, I think it is asking. He is answering the question. Because when a person's involved in attaining that goal, so then he'll be besimcha. He'll be happy about his life. If he knows that's what he's aiming towards, and that's what he's driving at, and that's what he's doing, so he'll be besimcha about his everyday life. Because that's what he's trying to attain with what he's doing. He's trying to attain the oneg kayim tamidi, without tuga and without pega. So, Avul Mokum Shimush Hadava, let's look at this. And when should you use sadness? It's like when you're coming to do an Avera. Kasher Yera Lachadavar Mitzayer, when is sadness appropriate? And you should use sadness, or, I don't know if sadness is the right word. I really need a different word. But it's not depression. Moroseness, maybe. Pessimism. When should you use that? Kasher Yera Lachadavar Mitzayer. When something happens that's indeed like, you know, you're nichshal, and you're not, you went a day without learning, let's say. You missed your Seder today on an Irish night. So that should get you down. That's what the Chayim Galdonis is saying. Let's say you had a chance to do a mitzvah and you didn't take advantage of it. Or you were nichshal, you didn't have aver. So you should pull out the emotion of sadness. Don't just be nonchalant about it and blasé. Take out the meat of sadness and say, oh my goodness, I wasted a day, I wasted, it's never going to come back, how am I going to make it up? This is going to bring me to midi bikiyumo, this is, this is where this is going to lead me to a dover shel tsar, and I'm never going to be able to get it back. And ein lo eitzel l'salko. So if you had a chance, the fact that is trying to say, if you had a chance to earn $1,000 and you blew it, that shouldn't really make you sad. It's a big deal. You get another day. It's temporary. It's not going to last. It's not really going to affect you. It's not something that, it's not tmidi b'kiyumo. You can make it up a different time. But it, what?
And this is with not relating at all to the Midah
B'Tachai.
Meaning, this is unrelated to that.
It's unrelated. What should make you sad and what should make you happy? What should make you sad is when you've entered a problem that you're going to have a Dover Mitzayr, Tamidi B'Kiyumo, Shein L'cho Eitzel L'Salko, you can't get out of it, V'lo Derech L'Hiporid Mimanu. In other words, you're looking at Madregus and Ruchnius, you're looking at Olam Haba, you're looking at Gehenna, you're looking at wasting time, and you can never make up that time. So be serious. That's what I'm saying. Don't be depressed about it. Like no one. He uses the word Dava. I don't know what word they use in the other translation. Dava is like much lighter. We're not talking about depression. Probably if you would go to someone and say, according to the Chavis, I'll love it. No, never get depressed. That's a bad place to be, and you'll never climb out of it. But you should be sad about it. You should feel bad. Let's say you hurt someone. At the end of the day, you look back and you spoke crossly to your wife. You spoke crossly to someone and you made them feel bad. So you should really regret that. You should feel bad. Don't. Oh my goodness, what did I do? Because that's something that's everlasting. This is an aveira. He's giving you an idea that an aveira should make you sad, and a mitzvah should make you happy. So, and nothing else really should make you sad. You shouldn't be, nothing else should make you sad. Nothing else should make you unhappy. Except if it's something that's, he doesn't say the word aveira, but his description only matches aveiras. Tamidi b'kiyumo, shein l'cha eitzel l'salko, v'lo derech l'hiporeg mimenu. So these are aveiros, the Mefarshim say. That's what he's driving at. Nothing else really is going to fit these characteristics. Oh, nothing else really matters. Nothing else is irrevocable. Nothing else will be everlasting. So, oh, shachari midas hadavon, but also ace, the hishtam shibo. A person should, you could waste a couple days, right? Look back and feel bad. Yeah, you should feel bad. That's when you should use that meter.
Lashon Shimush sounds like it's a tool in your pocket.
Yeah, that's been his theme for the last few weeks. That the midos that Hashem made are avodim and mishamim. You should look at it as your servants that you control and you order them around. That's a very big principle that he's been putting forth. We've been learning it for the last few weeks. Don't let your emotions control you. They're the avodim that Hashem gave you to accomplish things. So pull out the midah of sadness as a spur. So you'll be misakin. You'll get better. Feel bad. Oh, you feel bad, so you'll be misakin things that you're doing wrong. Feel good and be in a good mood about doing mitzvahs. Don't feel good if you earn a lot of money. That's not going to get you anywhere. Don't be besimcha. That's not really simcha. I'm saying, that's what he's saying. Don't be besimcha about that. That's not something that should make you besimcha. What should make you besimcha is real life. Things that are everlasting, things that are objective, things that are going to indeed get you somewhere. So pull out. So you're saying, so what's the... Yeah, so when you're living, you should, and that's what you should be living for. And be besimcha about a purposeful life. Be more besimcha about being Jewish. When you say, Asher b'cho b'nu mikol ha'amim, you should be more besimcha. Because, look, we're involved in something that has all the characteristics that he describes. And lehepech, if you waste your time, and you do an aveira, I'm saying you make someone feel don't just be blasé about it. Don't just shrug it off. That's when you should be using the midah of of atzlus, of da'avon, of regretting, you know, of being down, because you didn't, you know, how am I going to make that up? How am I going to be misakin it? What am I going to do? How am I going to climb out of this mess? Okay, so that's the first set of midos, simcha and da'ava, and that's how he directs us to use them. Use simcha to connect with things that should lead to true simcha, everlasting things, things that are mixed in with problems, things that are forever, things that won't be taken away from you, things that you don't have to worry about and keep, that automatically to your account, to your credit, you don't have to worry about them, and use the other when the opposite occurs. So you see, I'm not bringing out here, it's really very practical advice. Let's say a person looks back and says, you know, I didn't daven today with kavanah. So the Chavis HaLvavos is saying, you know, it should bother him. He should, someone should say to him, you know, what are you upset about? What's the matter? No, I didn't daven with kavanah today. How am I going to, I can't make that up. It's gone, finished. I didn't use the opportunity today, or I didn't learn today as much as I could have, as much as I should have. So it should be niker. That's what I'm saying. Don't be depressed, but be sad, be upset. Why? Why is that a good, appropriate way to use the midah of atzvus? It's not, the teretz is, it's only good, obviously, if it's a spur to get you to better your ways, I imagine. Or else, why is it good to use it? He's talking about when it's appropriate to use it. I would imagine the appropriateness of using it is that it's a spur for you to be misaking. But if you just shrug it off and it doesn't mean anything to you, or if you don't feel besimcha, if you don't feel besimcha when you act and live the right way, so then it's a very big motivating force, besimcha. When a person's besimcha, he's motivated. When a person's besimcha, he's labedik, he does, he overcomes obstacles. So that's why that's appropriate when it comes to these things. And that's when da'ava is appropriate, when it's a spur to be misakin. So I guess that's what he's saying. Don't be besimcha, if he's actually saying, don't be besimcha about anything else. It's not worth it. And don't be sad about anything else. It's not worth it. So what should you feel about all the things? Nothing. Everything's just a tool, I guess. Right? So you make you get a present, something good happens. So what about if good things happen to you? I guess if you use it as a tool in Avodas Hashem, then you could be happy about it. So then you could be happy about it. Maybe he's directing us really. That's how he's directing us also, the Chavis HaLvavos. What you say, oh, what are you besimcha about? You say, I had a baby boy. What are you besimcha? I'm a boy, and now I'm going to be mechanechem. The way the Chinuch explains the mitzvah of Peruvu. So now you have a right to be besimcha. According to the Chavis HaLvavos. Otherwise, you have no right to be besimcha. It's not something that should call forth this midah.
And the Chavis HaLvavos holds that it's definitely possible to control it, meaning
you have to work on controlling it.
And it's possible.
It better be possible. His whole description of it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it as something to be at your beck and call.
But the inner feeling of simcha when having a child, somebody that didn't have a child for 10 years, that inner feeling of simcha, that person is able to control it. With that meaning, if it's not directed,
I keep direction. I repeat many times, the Chavis HaLvavos is a safer of extremes. He doesn't take you step by step through life like the Mesil Sisharim and says today do this, tomorrow do this. Yeah, you're supposed to control your emotions, except you're talking about an avoda of 30, 40 years, and a chanami. You're not going to do it. You're not going to learn Chavis HaLvavos tonight, and tomorrow morning be able to you know, not feel besimcha if he'd had a child after 10 years. But if you would ask me, like we're learning in the morning about Chana, and you say, why was Chana so ecstatic when she had a child? It's because she saw her child as a way to be marbek kavod shemayim, to have her share in fulfilling her purpose in life. And it wasn't because, wow, I didn't have a child yesterday and today I have a child and Baruch Hashem, it's my personal simcha and I'm so happy and I have a personal desire and want filled. You read Shiras Chana, and we'll be learning Shiras Chana this Shabbos. You can come and listen. We're up to Shiras Chana. And you see that she expanded it into universal ideas. She didn't look at it as a personal simcha. So you're asking me, is it shayach? Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, ideally. I didn't mean extremes. The chavetz, it's the wrong word. The chavetz halvavos is a sefer of ideals. He presents you with the ideal, not extreme. He presents you with the ideal. Yeah, it takes years of work to work on it, to reach the ideal. But that's exactly and precisely what he's saying here. That you should only be besimcha at things that are. And it's really logical. What are you being besimcha about something that could be gone tomorrow, that someone could steal from you, that it's karuch in worry, and it's karuch in a host of other, like, side effects that you never reckoned on, and it's going to change your whole life, and you're not so sure it's going to be good. That's what you're happy about. You should be happy about things that are for sure good, that are for sure permanent, that no one can take away from you. Okay? And you should be seared. What do you see? You lost money, or you broke an arm. So you see it. There's something to be said about. It'll get fixed, or if it won't get fixed, you can survive with a broken arm, etc., etc. You should be seeing about if you wasted today. If you didn't daven today mincha with kavana, that's something to be seeing about. That's never going to come back. It's something that's going to affect you forever. I want to use the example. You made someone feel bad today. You know, like we go through life, and you know. You know, you spoke crossly to someone and you made them feel bad. Onos dvarim. Yeah, you should feel bad about that. You should think about it at night, right? But when you say amapa, you're supposed to think about what you did that day and you're supposed to feel bad. That's what you should feel bad about. That's when you should whip out the emotion of regret, of sadness, and use it. So that's the first two middos he deals with, simcha and the ava. What's the ava? Is it sadness? The most sifu l'da'ava, yeah, it's sadness.
Remorse?
What?
Remorse?
I don't know, when we say by avelus, like, Moch Hashem dimami al kaponim, everything, the most sifu l'da'ava, I mean, it's, remorse is regret, isn't it? Feel bad about something that happened. Not regret, maybe, but feeling bad about something that happened. So is there a word that sums that up? That's not regret. Regret has a little different connotation.
Dejected.
Yeah.
Remorse,
you say, even if it's not something that you did. Something that happened to you. Also, you feel remorse about someone died. Shouldn't feel bad anymore. Okay. Maybe it's remorse. Kapach chose the word dava. Okay. But yeah, you should have these emotions. It sounds funny. You should have, Chazalovas is saying, yeah, you should have emotions in your pocket and whip them out. And turn on the faucet. What does he say? Shachari midazu. Turn on the faucet of simcha. When you're faced with things like this, so you should turn on the faucet of simcha, and when you're faced with things like that, you should turn on the faucet of regret, of sadness. No, because the ultimate sadness will be if you look back, if they show you and they show you, if a person wasted his life. If a person wasted his life, maybe is a very strong term. If a person didn't accomplish in life what he could have, that's the ultimate dava. Then you say, "Oh my, you know, that's the real dava." You get fired from a job, that's not a reason for dava. That's what he's saying. Okay. Umichlau midos sayach shtei midos. Okay. ובכלל מידוס אייך שתי מידוס, another two מידוס are הם החשש והתקפה. החשש is being afraid, and תקפה is hope. Okay, that's again two opposites. Whether you're hopeful or you're fearful. והנה מוקם החשש, what should you be fearful of? So don't be fearful of people, don't be fearful of situations, don't be fearful of what someone's going to think of you, but you should be fearful. Maybe lidei matzav hametzair osach ve'enech merutzu mitachliso, something that's really bad news. You should be fearful of that. Again, he's talking about averus. He's talking about spiritual values. And that's what should make you fearful, and that's what you should be fearful of coming to a situation where ultimately it's going to end up with a bad tachlis, that the end is bad. And there's nothing you can do to escape it. So again, he's talking about averus, spiritual things. That's when you should whip out the midah of fearfulness. That's Ashayod the Mefachei Tamid. You're a Shemayim. You're always afraid that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So that's when you have that emotion, and that's when you should be using that emotion.